What's up, family? BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV 50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Folks, back on the Boss Man Show. I'm gonna say this, a friend in real life, not from the show, but a friend in real life. My man, IUPUI Jaguars head coach, my man Matt Christian, I'm Korean. What's good, brother? How you doing, my guy?
I'm doing well, man. How about you? Everything is good. Excited. Summertime, as you know, when we went through last season, just with the injuries and the team, it's really just exciting time right now around campus for us.
I hear that, brother. Let me ask this, man. How does year two feel? Like, I know we took over year when we talked, it was crazy for you then, but how has what would you say the difference between year one and year two has been so far for you from when we talked last year when you was getting it all going?
Well, honestly, besides the experience, understanding the administration, this kind of feels like year one, because you come in late May, you don't get a chance to work out with you guys until they get back for summer. So you really don't know what you have. And we weren't able to play or work out at all really during the summer. We weren't able to do 4-on-4, 5-on-5, just due to low numbers and injuries going into the, last summer. So now, usually when you get a job, you're going to bring in six, seven, eight, nine guys or whatever it may be. As you know, I wasn't able to do that last year. And this year, we brought in 10, new scholarship guys and added about 15 guys total to the program. So this somewhat feels like year one, just because, so much turnover. But it's been great because you've had a chance to really be with the guys since early June.
No doubt. Let me ask you, how have those workouts been? So, with it being enough for you year one, how much did you go between individual work drills versus putting actual team install schemes, stuff like that?
Well, honestly, it was a mixture at first. It was some individuals, and then we went on and went to the group, as you mentioned, team schematics. We wanted to build whole and then go back and break it down little by little. So that's what we've been doing. We've been doing a lot of install from defensive standpoints. We've done a little bit of offensive things just to let them know what we'll be doing. We've done some base things, but really we've been focused on the defense. And anybody who knows me, we're going, you're going to be a defensive oriented team, and we want to play fast and those things, but defense wins championships.
And as you and I both know, brother, defense travels. Even when you're not making shots, you can stop making shots. You have a chance to win still. And
Right.
if you hustle and make fast break deflections, easy baskets, so you can score when you're not making jumpers. So I feel like having a base defense is gonna help when nights that you're not making jumps. We all know it is make or miss, and they're really nice when nothing's going in for you.
Right. And we saw those nights, and we've been a part of those, but the reality was, guys did a great job, last year. What Understanding our defensive scheme and, your defense keeping you in the game. So that's been a big focus, just our defense, getting these young men to understand, because you got some junior college transfers, you got some prep school, and you have some high school young men. So therefore, some of them really don't understand how hard you have to play and practice and prepare on a day in, day out basis at the Division I level. So that's what, we're really keying in on now. Then, defensively. And then our offense will come. The offense, like you said, will take care of itself. Some nights you'll shoot it great, some nights you won't, but your defense has to be great every night and has to travel.
One thing about your team last year, you might not could score, but you could defend. You could keep yourself in games. That's what I'm saying. It was a lot of close games, And so, that's the thing I saw about your team. I was happy about that. They were defended. That's when a team has quit on you now when they stop defending. And your team, even though it was undermanned for talent wise, they defended, did the hardest, play hard as they could, telling that they had defensively for you.
No, agreeing. You got to tip your hats off to those guys. They were under unique, situations and positions that a lot of people have never been in. You're going into games knowing you only have seven people to start. You have one big man sub, then you have the rest guards, and those guys really fought and played for each other, and they didn't quit, and they defended and played hard. So, always want to commend them for doing that. And that's really the thing. If anything, what I like to say, for this team is if you can match that intensity focus on the defensive end, you're going to give yourself a chance to win a lot of games.
No doubt. And you don't know this for young men who watch the NBA, which I'm a part of, as they might love seeing scoring. But let's be honest, what changed the series for Golden State was defense. Forcing Tatum and Brown left is what changed the series for Golden State. They figured them out in game three. They can't go left. And they got exposed. That's what turned the series around for Steph Curry and them ring number four.
Right. And the defense and then the turnovers. The series changed with those turnovers as well. Like you said, the defense forced them into different situations, tightening up the clamps, being in the extra position, making those extra rotations. And you can't have those turnovers, and then you're playing with the team that has a deadly offense. And that's something that we defended at a high level, but at times, not at times, that was just something that was our Achilles heel as well. Besides being undermanned, we turned the ball over at too high of a level. And at this, at this level, or any time that you go out in games, you can't have 17, 18 turnovers. Your point guard can't be, top three in the nation, top four in the nation in turnovers. You just can't have that. And we left too many opportunities out there, and you're undermanned to go into the game. So that's something, obviously we'll work on. We have to do a, a better job myself as a coach, just prepare and put these young men in those more of game situations so we don't turn it over.
And being able to go on, Synergy and look at different tapes or stuff of that nature, do you show your guys like how to Boston defends, like Golden State defends? Because I feel like I know you might not can run the same schemes as college, of course, but just the principles of how they aid, how they defend, and how they are on one accord, on one string to stop looking at always eyes on the ball, always not looking at the man, but looking at the ball the whole time, know where their next assignment is. So how much do you balance showing them college stuff versus NBA stuff that'll help them understand where you all want to be defensively?
Well, that's something that we've started early with this team. We've been doing film sessions one on one. We've been bringing, multiple guys in the office to watch film this summer. And it's a mixture, some of practice, but then that is something that we do look at doing. We'll take clips, from Golden State, from the Celtics at times, Miami Heat. We'll take it, it's just different clips of multiple effort plays. That's what makes a team, honestly, great defensively, and an individual defender a great defender is his multiple efforts. Obviously, you have to have, some athleticism and some different things that can set you aside to, to be an elite defender. But the basics all starts with effort and focus, and then giving multiple efforts.
And I think what for young men in the NBA, the same thing, Matt, is this, man, having game plan discipline. I feel like that's the biggest problem in the NBA sometimes, and saying college too, is that game plan discipline. Just going with my scouting report we did over in shooting around this morning. Just stick to that. You know, don't reinvent the wheel. Let the coach do that. If it's not working, let him, you know, call a timeout. Then we'll have a plan A and plans B and C off of that. But game plan discipline to me, Matt, is really crucial to young men's success because you get can just be game plan discipline. You can really defend and then get better because you say become an individual defender and move up to elite and great defender. What if you just come to that basic point of playing my assignment?
Right. 100%, you know, and that's kind of you know, one of my coaches, Coach Banks, today was just kind of, you know, telling the guys, you know, just and offensively, you have an assignment. Defensively, you have an assignment. What is your purpose? You know, do you understand what you're supposed to do, why you're supposed to do it, why talking is important? It's not so much because, you know, a lot of times you may be saying help or, you know, I'm the low man. It's letting everybody know and understand the total scheme of the defense. What we're, you know, we're working on trapping the post, and you know, we have certain terminology that we need to have, but it's more so not to just be talking, it's to keep everybody understanding and alert so that they know to make their rotation. So again, it's the discipline is just something that, you know, we talk about, you know, being the disciplined teams win. And you know, if we just took, you know, kind of three acronyms that we'll kind of build on throughout the year, act, you know, accountability, competitiveness, you know, because we've, you know, when you bring in 10 new guys and, you know, it's one of our seniors, our grad transfer, he said, hey, look, only five guys can be out there on the floor at a time. Everybody wants to play. And so you have to be competitive in everything you do. You're trying to be better. You know, you obviously have to handle your classroom, you know, the classwork, being a student athlete. And then when you go into the weight room, then when you come to practice or you come to individuals, you got to compete. You know, a lot of young men at times, they want the reward of being a starter, want the reward of playing 20 minutes, but they don't want to work. And I always let young men know in the recruiting process, that would be the only thing that me and you can't ever agree on. And you would have a problem with me being your coach if you're not someone that likes to work, if you're not someone that doesn't like to get in the gym and be better. If you tell me you want to be a pro, why am I telling you get in the gym early before practice or stay later or find some other times to get in the gym? You know, your actions have to match your words. And then the other one, the last one would be togetherness. You know, with a team, no matter what's going on, there's always adversity within a season. You have to be together. Can you be together? Can you have that same love and passion that you have for your guy right now before we play games? You know, everybody's tough, everybody's tight, everybody daps up, everybody's friends. And then when you get into games, now you see what your team's really made of. When guys maybe thought they was going to play these amount of minutes and maybe playing less or maybe just whatever, how it goes. Teams can go this way, you know, togetherness and everything that we do. Those are the teams that win. And flat, you know, honestly, we didn't have that. You know, with some agendas that we found out later in the season, and with some things that I found out after the season that didn't match up. So for me, that was the focus of just harping on togetherness, you know, within a team. Yes, some coaches should do some things, but as teammates, you should go check on your room. Like your neighbor, if he's your neighbor, he's on your team, you should go by his apartment or he should come by your apartment. Those are just things that brothers do. You say your family, then act like it. You know, you can't put up your arms and yell family when you break the huddle and then not live it. So, you know, that's been our focus thus far this spring, and this summer.
No doubt. Like I said, man, I like what you're doing up there, man. You know, 10 new guys that, you know, you got a lot of Indiana flavor too. So that's a basketball state right there. Talk about that, man. Getting that brand out there, the IUPUI brand back out in the, you know, in the world, in the sphere of Indiana, man, because Indianapolis is a great town. I like coming up there. My twice a year trip to Indianapolis I make, and I'm going to come more often to see you guys play now. Talk about that footprint, my brother.
No, that's it. You know, as you learn about states and, you know, not being from here and then coming here to play, to, you know, play collegiate ball, but then really getting away from it, you get to truly see the passion, the love of the game of basketball here in the state of Indiana. So for us, obviously, we want to recruit inside out. We want to recruit the city of Indianapolis, the state of Indiana, then our touching states. Will we recruit Georgia? Yes. Will we recruit Texas? Yes. We have a few different guys from different places. That's based on relationships, but we have to get the brand back out. People understand, we were in rebuild and the things that we're doing, we're going to be out in the community. We go read to schools. We go work at the shelters. We do work with Habitat for Humanity. So it's a program that's going to, support the community so the community can support us. And the game of basketball, like you mentioned, they love it here. And so if we can show them that we have a good product, obviously we're going to do great things in the community, then people are going to really come out and cheer from us. We got off to a great start. We have three young men from Indiana this year that we were able to get. One was a transfer, from Air Force, and then two twin brothers here locally from outside of Indianapolis. One was an Indiana All-Star. So, that's great. If you can get you one of those Indiana All-Stars and just a great player, and really high on those guys. And honestly, we're really high about all the guys that we brought in.
And what's good about his competition, like all these guys want to play. So I feel like it's only for spirited practices, which I enjoy those. And some maybe it's a little some rough and tumble things that you may have to break up with the whistle in practice because they want to play. But I think that makes you better overall when guys who feel they should be playing and competing for it. So like I'll tell any young man, Crane, I told you off air before, you decide how many minutes you play, not the coach.
And that's literally what we talked about. Don't do things to eliminate yourself, academically, missing class, being late, not coming, to do your assignments. Are you working? Do you understand what we're doing offensively, defensively, and then playing hard. That's not a talent. Those things don't take talent. All right. Those take discipline, And so the competitiveness, 100%. Like we've had some of those moments, and like I've told the guys, I love the chatter, but understand at the end of the day, we all brothers. Compete, be mad, be upset, go at it, but you should never come to blows over it. And but we haven't crossed that line, but we've shown that spirit, and it's so refreshing and exciting to see. We've seen it from not just seniors, freshmen, sophomores, everybody's shown it, and the chippiness is there. So, that gives you that edge. You need that edge. Like you have to have that kind of swagger, that toughness to go win games on the road at the Division I level.
And like, my basketball score, this is crazy. This, I wasn't the best player out there, but I knew what my role was to make threes and defend. I'm more gifted as a football player. Always have been. But basketball, on the basketball court, I was a defender and 3-point shooter. You can ask Joey Esposito at UMKC, Randy Peel, they'll tell you. I knew what my role was when I played ball. Football, I was a little bit different. I was a different dude on the football field, but basketball, I didn't have time to work on my game like I wanted to. I could shoot like crazy. So I could defend and shoot on the basketball court. Same way with baseball. I could hit and play first base, but I wasn't like the best dude out there, but I could do it. So if you know who you are in whatever sport you choose and know you selling your role, you will play. So I knew what my assignment was: defend like crazy and make throws in the corner. And I played 'cause of it.
100%. And we had a former alum come in. He's a legend for us. He's a kind of all IUPUI all-time great, leader and assist in the year, point guard. He came in and spoke to the team, Greg Simmons, and he was actually talking about roles, understanding your role, being great within that. And he asked a couple of guys what their role is. Sometimes guys will maybe say the wrong, what they think coaches want to hear. But that's one thing as we get back to campus after this break. We touched on it a little bit, but really, truly going through that, because also summertime is a time for people to show you what they can do, what they've worked on in their game. Now, as we get in closer to practice games, you've shown us now. This is what we need you to do within the strengths of your game.
No doubt. For folks, my man Crane got something thrown up there. Indianapolis. I said Indiana loves basketball. I'm saying, I don't know what's called these days no more, Korean. Is it Conseco or Bainbridge or whatever it's called these days? Even the places are rebuilding. That place still packed out in hype. And I'm like, in Atlanta, we lose. Ain't nobody there.
It's just different. And it's a different city. Atlanta has so many things going on. Indianapolis is a great city, a lot of things to do for family and relatives that come in town or just people in general. But basketball is king. Obviously, people love the Colts, but in the state, as you're driving and you go places, you're going to see a lot of basketball goes up in these driveways, in these houses, full courts, in some people's houses. They just love the game here and they're passionate about basketball. So for us, like we've mentioned, it's just imperative to us to continue to take steps forward, to show the growth and what we're doing with the program. We'll be out in the community doing the great deeds that we need to do, but people are just passionate. And Bainbridge is will be rocking, they definitely look forward to seeing you guys when you come up.
No doubt, folks. That's my man, Matt Crenshaw, IUPUI Jaguar. Support them out of the Horizon League. You're doing big things, folks. We out. What's up, family? BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE 50, BLEAV 50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.